Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Wall of Winnipeg and Me by Mariana Zapata, narrated by Callie Dalton. Chapter 1. I was going to murder his ass. One day. One day long after I quit, so no one would suspect me. Aiden, I grumbled, even though I knew better. Grumbling only got me the look. That infamous, condescending expression that had gotten Aiden into more than one fight in the past. Or so I'd been told. When the edges of his mouth turned down, got tight, and his brown eyes went heavy-lidded, all it made me want to do was stick my finger up his nose. It's what my mom used to do to us when we were little and would pout. The man in question, who was on the verge of either a bloody, imaginary death or a carefully crafted one that involved dish soap, his food, and a long period of time, made a noise from behind the bowl of quinoa salad in front of him, which was big enough to feed a family of four.
"You heard me. Cancel it,"
he repeated, as if I'd gone deaf the first time he'd said it. Oh, I'd heard him, loud and clear. That was why I wanted to kill him. Which basically showed how amazing the human mind was. How you could care about someone, but want to slit his or her throat at the same time. Like having a sister who you wanted to punch right in the ovaries. You still loved her. You just wanted to sock her right in the baby maker to teach her a lesson. Not that I knew from experience or anything. The fact that I didn't immediately respond probably made him add, with that same facial expression aimed right at me,
"I don't care what you have to tell them. Get it done."